in a resort every day and head to mandalayliving.com.au. Just 40 minutes from Melbourne.
1019 The Fox, it's Fifi, Fev and Byron for breakfast at 9 minutes past seven. Evie Jones sitting in for Fifi, and we're here thanks to Mandalay Living, mandalayliving.com.au. You can make the move to resort living every day. We should know, we've lived there as a team. That was a fun few days when Fev was not being annoying. Just 40 minutes from Melbourne, championship golf course and so much more. That is mandalayliving.com.au. It was great. It's just we maybe didn't get on as well as we could have.
No, we got on.
We sat there, drank wine and watched the footy.
Very good point. It's just,
you know, Fee was pregnant. She sat there and ate chocolate and went to bed early.
I did get pushed in a pool fully clothed. Beautiful pool though there at Mandalay.
Was it warm?
Well, I was fully clothed, so yes, it was quite warm.
It was really fun.
And then he kicked
I was kicking the footy
and then he kicked it so high I tried to mark it and the ball hit me in the face.
I realised, Evie, that Byron's not from Melbourne because he can't play football.
Well, Sydney has a lot of talented AFL players. I'm just not one of them. Anyway, 10 plus 7.
Okay, talking about... I can't put that in. So anyway, we went on a holiday, Evie. I was trying to put Sydney in, but I was like, no, I can't. We went away, a while back. And Alex has got this brand new belt that I'd brought her for Christmas, a Gucci belt. Saved up my pennies and brought her this beautiful belt. Mm. And we stayed at this hotel. And I've always heard myths about things go missing in hotel rooms. I'm like, they can't really go missing because it's your property. If someone steals it, you'll be able to tell. And you'll be able to go to the hotel and say something's being taken from a hotel room. But it did. We went out one day, come back the next day, belt's gone. We have been speaking to the hotel via email, via phone, and they say they can't do anything about it because they can't prove that we had the belt in there.
Oh.
Someone stole it. It was either a cleaner, it had to be just a cleaner. I can't put my finger on anything else.
Or not a guest who might have been able to access your room.
No, they couldn't.
Right, okay.
Yeah, because they would have taken other things. But they took a belt and they stole it. Mm. And I thought to myself, I just thought this was a myth. 131060, has anyone else had anything stolen out of their hotel room? Oh, you have. What have you had?
When I came down this year for the Grand Prix.
Don't know.
And I stayed at a hotel. Yeah. In Melbourne, when I left, I had forgotten my products from the bathroom.
The free ones that you get?
No, my products.
Oh, the ones you paid for, jeez.
Oh, your runway room products,
And I got some of them back, but not one of the really and I, once a year, pay for the, I save my money, and I always get it, someone to get it duty-free, or I get it duty-free.
What is it?
It's SK2 face wash. It's so nice.
Mm-hmm.
And I make it last for an entire year.
Gee.
And I had just bought my new one.
Oh.
And when I said to the hotel, can you please go and check the room, they said, yep, they got it, and they had it all, except for that. I was like, how's that missing? They went, it's nothing we can do.
Yeah. Well, see, we might even hear from, not only from hotel patrons, but maybe,
if you're
a former hotel worker or a current one that would be prepared to be anonymous, obviously we won't mention any names, we've got a voice disguiser. I mean, does this happen? Because it does seem convenient, doesn't it? The hotel can just go, well, there's no proof, so unfortunately there's nothing we can do.
I think there's a conspiracy, Byron. I think it's a cartel.
Really?
No, seriously, I do. I reckon they steal things from rooms because they go to people's rooms and if you stay in there for a certain amount of time, they'll go through your stuff, they'll find what they think's expensive, they'll take it on a certain day, and then they all come together and they put it on Gumtree. They'll sell it and they make money.
Okay, well, I mean,
it's a cartel.
Well, we can't prove it's not.
No, I would like to hear from someone that has stolen things from a room. Be anonymous. Call us.
Okay, 131060. We'll see how that goes as well.
1019. The Fox.
Has Fev uncovered something here?
Yeah, I think so I have, Evie Jones. We went away and a belt got stolen out of our room. And because we were there for a couple of days, I think that the cleaners, they steal.
Cleaners are the noise known.
Well, there's no one else that can do it.
No.
Unless a cleaner can ring up and say that someone else has done it, well, then I can change my theory.
What about the people that bring in your food? Room service people.
Ooh, hang on. There's a curveball. It could well
what about the people that bring your bags in and take your bags out?
Yeah. It's a cartel. They're all in together.
They're all in cahoots.
Sally from Q, good morning.
Hi.
Hi, Sally.
What have you had stolen?
A GHT hair straightener.
They are expensive.
Yeah, from a hotel in beautiful hotel in Hong Kong.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, mine was a beautiful hotel too. Were you there for a certain amount of time?
We were there for about 5 nights.
See? It's the night stay.
When did it happen, Sal? When did it happen during the stay?
It went missing during the stay.
In the middle?
Yeah, kind of, yeah, probably day two or three. Yep. And we thought that we just had put it somewhere and couldn't find it.
Yeah.
But then when we packed up and left, it was nowhere to be found. And then when we did contact the hotel, after quite some time, they did send us one back, but it wasn't a GHT. It was like a really cheap brand.
Yeah.
Oh, see? Like a knockoff.
And they just don't do anything about it unless you keep persisting. Is that right, Sal? Like, it would have been a couple of emails, a couple of phone calls.
Oh, so
because they think, if they ring up once, then they'll just forget about it because they've gone.
And most people do.
But no, we've got to get to the bottom of this. Carly from Watsonia, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, this is a big one.
Yeah.
What is it?
My diamond engagement ring.
Oh, you're kidding.
Oh, man.
Mm. Now, first of all, why did you take it off your hand?
I was in Monaco and it was our last day. No, it was my dad and my brother on the plane.
Okay, that's weird.
Granted engagement, I'd put my sun lotion and everything on, had it down for the morning routine, had everything packed, ready to go to leave the hotel when I got back, and left for the day, came back, went into the room to gather my things, what were left, because they took the main bags out, and it was gone.
And you're in Monaco.
Yeah, I was in Monaco.
They can afford everything in Monaco.
Now, the thing is, Evie, it's the expensive hotels that steal things. That's what I've come to...
Because the people that work there wouldn't be... rich.
No, I mean, if you're waiting on food or cleaning, you're probably not. You're not loaded.
How much was the ring worth, Carls?
It was about $16,000 American.
American. So that's even more
it's
Australian.
Like 22. What did they say when you? What did they say? What was it?
So my dad went down. I was in a panic. I stayed upstairs, and they said, "No. Couldn't possibly have been taken. You must have lost it in the ocean, or when you were out in the day." Mm. And we left thinking it was gone. There was nothing I could do about it. And just as we were leaving about 3 hours later, we were on our way out. They called and mysteriously the housekeeper had another look in the room and it had turned up.
It did turn up?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, you got it back.
Yeah.
And they just claim that it got lost and then you can double your money. Perfect. Will from Frankston. Good morning, Will.
How you going?
Yeah, good, mate.
What'd you lose, mate? What was stolen, allegedly?
My brand new pair of jandals. Nike jandals, yeah.
Oh, that's awful. That's
not as big as a ring.
No, that's bad. They're expensive
jandals. Yeah, I know.
Jandals.
Can't compare.
What are jandals?
My Birkenstocks are really expensive.
Come on. Okay, no, but still.
They're expensive
shoes. So what are jandals? It's just like
they're, sandal.
Oh,
okay.
Are you a Kiwi, Walt?
No, I'm Aussie.
Oh, why do you say jandals?
Jandals just rolls off the tongue better.
Beautiful. Oh, you can't say sandals.
I don't think I've ever heard the terminology jandals before.
No, it's a shame for him that he lost his jandals. So I was just thinking, though, that, as far as a solution for this, the hotels are in a good position because we don't, for obvious reasons, we don't want surveillance cameras.
Well, can I?
Because you don't want cameras in your room.
No.
Oh, God, no.
But so
you don't want to do that.
I just thought,
right?
Do we need to set up cameras when we leave our own rooms, our own cameras?
Do you want to do a sting?
Well, yeah, I do.
Oh, let's do it.
Because you know what? You just buy those little GoPros and you just put them on.
Let's do it.
Genius.
What about a nanny cam?
There we go.
You leave your teddy bear there.
Well, I've got a couple of teddy bears at home. So.
Fab's infamous teddy bear cam. Okay. We won't discuss it.
101.9 The Fox.
Evie Jones, come with me here. I've got a little story to tell. So I went out for lunch a couple of Fridays ago with a group of males. It was a beautiful lunch, and I was sitting next to this one guy, and he was saying that his wife's sister is a massive Carlton supporter and loves me. Mm-hmm. So I was like, "Oh yeah, beautiful." She goes, "Oh, she lives in Perth now. She's a police officer. Beautiful girl." I said, "Oh well, show me a picture. You know, we'll send her a video and say hello." So he showed me the picture. I said, "Oh yeah, she's beautiful." He goes, "Yeah, picked her up." Mm-hmm. And I go, "What? Sorry?" And he goes, "One night we went out. And I was sitting there with her and I looked at her sister and I said to her, oh, geez, your sister's really pretty." And then the police officer, which is the original, said, "Oh, no, she's got a boyfriend, had a boyfriend for like 6 years. So she's out." And he's like, "Oh, okay." Anyway, ended up going home with her.
Whoa, whoa.
The police officer.
The sister that was telling the story.
Yes.
Yep. And then about 2 weeks later, he saw the other sister out, which then become his wife. And he went up to her and said, oh, how are you going? And she goes, good. And he said, oh, where's your boyfriend? She goes, I don't have a boyfriend.
Oh.
So the sister lied and said she had a boyfriend because the sister wanted him. Anyway, so he's been with, and they're twins.
Oh, gee, wow.
So they're twins.
That's a plot twist.
Yeah, they're the plot twist. They're
are
twins.
Are they identical?
No, they're not.
Okay, fraternal.
Effectively, she was blocking.
She was blocking him from being with the sister and was with him, but then and he ended up being with the other sister and then married with kids.
Wow. And what about the police officer? How's she going?
She's still single, I think, and she's a police officer, but she's in Perth.
She got a video from you. She's doing all
right. Yeah, I said, hey! But anyway, so he'd kept it in the family.
Really?
So 13, 10, 60.
Yeah.
Have you kept it in the
family?
Well,
that would be unusual. I don't think we'll get many calls from... So you've dated two siblings, for example.
Two siblings.
Right. Or a father and a son.
A father and a son.
Mother
I'd love
and
it.
A daughter. Yeah.
I'd love it if someone rang up and said, my fiancé or my husband or my wife, come home, and then I was with the mum. That'd be the end game.
That'd be a great call to get.
That'd be a great call.
All right, so...
I have been with
Oh, hang
two,
on, here we go. This is what I was after, Evie Jones. Give
I
it to me.
I have kissed... In my time, back in the day, I have kissed two brothers. Not at the same time, not even close to each other.
Well, it ain't good if it was the same time.
No, it doesn't need to be at the same time.
It was just,
you spin
know,
the bottle?
Passion dash. Yeah, that kind of thing. But it was chosen. Like, we chose to do it. And then I
would hope so.
Found that the other brother was
consent is assumed.
I found the other brother quite attractive years later, so I kissed him too.
So you didn't like the first one?
No, I did.
Oh, jeez.
He didn't like me.
Okay. So you went to the brother?
No, I didn't. I just years later found the other one attractive as well. He didn't like me either.
And then you pashed him as well?
Yeah, no one likes me.
But you kissed him. He must have liked you enough to give you a kiss back.
Well, you know what? Alcohol.
Okay. Oh, 131060, give us a call right now. There's got to be a better way of wording it than keeping it in the family, but we'll run with that.
That's a great terminology.
I think it is too.
131060, your calls are coming up next on The Fox.
101.9 The Fox. The Fox.
I went out for lunch, guys, and the guy I was having lunch with had been with twins, not at the same time, but one sister now married to another. So it was very complicated, and it blew me away. And I said, I'm going to talk about this on radio. And our phones have gone nuts. We've got Lockie from Geelong. Good morning, Lockie.
Morning, guys. How are you?
We're very well. Have you kept it in the family?
Yeah, sort of unknowingly. One night I went out and hit it off with this older lady and, went back to her place and then... 3 weeks later, I caught up with a Tinder date, and one thing led to another, and it actually turned out to be her daughter.
Wow.
Okay.
There we go.
There we
That's
go.
The one we wanted.
There's the mother-daughter.
Oh,
that's the mother-daughter. We got that straight away,
Evie. How is that even first? What happened? Are you still with her?
Not with her. I sort of did the deed and left after
okay,
that.
Okay, all right.
Hang on. It was the daughter. Did she live with the mum?
Yeah, she did. That's how I sort of caught on. Same house. I was like, what's going on here?
Same house.
I recognise this place.
Were you somewhere in the middle of both of their ages?
Oh, my God. This is amazing.
Were you somewhere in the middle of both of their ages? Like, was one 20 and one 40 in your 30?
Yeah, her mum was 36, so I was 19 and her daughter was 18. So.
Wow.
Well played, Lockie.
Well played. No, well who was played. Better?
They're single.
Yeah, absolutely, everyone. What are you
saying? Who was better? I reckon the mother would have totally
We're going to move on.
Better.
We're going to move on.
Reese from Manor Lakes, good morning.
Morning.
Did you keep it in the family?
I did. So back in high school, I was dating a girl for a while. We were on and off for a couple of years. And then I figured it out. I came out as gay. And then 6 months later, I hooked up with her brother.
Yeah, there we go.
That's amazing, Reese.
Even changed the gender. I love
it. That's amazing. So the sister, how did she take that?
Yeah, how did she take it?
When I came out, she was a little bit heartbroken, but like we're all good now. Like me and her are the best of friends.
Oh,
like,
that's a beautiful story.
Yeah. And how did she take you being with her brother, or did she set it up?
Yeah,
she was kind of just like, oh, okay.
Okay. What else can you do?
Are you still with the brother?
Oh no.
Oh god, no.
It's
just experiments.
None of these are particularly
long. Did they look similar, Reese? Were they similar looking?
Not in facial expression, but they both have red hair.
And who was better?
Oh, stop us.
Jess from Preston, good morning.
Morning.
Did you keep it in the family as well, Jess?
Well, I didn't, but I was dating this guy for quite a while, and he was 23, and then he cheated on me and started dating this 40-year-old.
Yes.
But they soon broke up, and now the 40-year-old is dating my ex's dad.
Oh, wow. Ooh. Okay.
I've got to unpack that.
So it's the father and the son. And the son with that 40-year-old.
Yes.
He started, the son started going out, this is the girl's ex-boyfriend, started going out with the 40-year-old, and then they broke up and the 40-year-old started dating his dad.
Got it, yeah. Is it there as a penny drop, Fev?
Wow.
It's not great.
So how do you, but we get it.
So you're on the sideline. You weren't really in the mix.
No, but you know.
So now I'm on the sideline, yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
Oh, I wonder who was better.
Okay. Oh, by the way, the producers have written a note here. FYI, Lockie confirmed with producers that Mum was better.
Excellent. Thank you, Lockie.
Oh, it's called experience.
And I knew she would be. 101.9
The Fox. The Fox. Guys, are you across the new Prime Minister of Great Britain?
Yeah.
Oh,
Boris.
Dear.
Boris.
What a name.
Boris Johnson. Yeah. He's going to fix breakfast.
Breakfast.
Yeah.
I used to think it was breakfast. I'm like, what the
Brexit.
Hell?
Brexit.
He's They're an stuffed. Idiot. It, you know what? We have now two.
What, sorry?
Just, you know the movie Dumb and Dumber?
Yeah,
we
him and
now
Trump.
Have Dumb and Dumber as the two leaders of the free world.
Yeah, well, what about Jong Hong Yun Kong?
Okay, yeah.
All right.
And Putin?
Yeah, we are ruined.
This is like working on Radio National. It really is.
At least we've got ScoMo.
Really across all of it.
Oh, ScoMo.
Now, Boris Johnson, like him or hate him, and Evie's made it pretty clear where she stands, and good luck to Evie.
I don't really know him. I've never met him.
He's an idiot.
Either way, he is going to give us some tremendous entertainment, just as Donald Trump has come in, and it's great for radio shows.
They've got great hairdos, that's though,
true. It would be funny if it wasn't so sad.
Yeah, here we go. There's just a few Boris Johnson moments from over the years. This man is now the Prime Minister of his country. This is what he called the London Assembly back in 2013.
Are you saying they haven't the guts to put questions to me? What great is it, supine protoplasmic invertebrate jellies.
What?
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 That was actually pretty impressive. Jelly.
He's quite smart.
Got some
words out.
In
2016, he was on the campaign to support Brexit. Now, he tried to... I mean, Brexit's a bit complicated, isn't it? You want to try and get your head around it.
Yeah.
Well, he did his best
Theresa May stuffed it.
Did his best to explain it.
I have a thing where I make models of buses.
You make models of buses?
I make models of buses.
See, they're going to be in Downing Street.
So what I do... No, what I do make models of buses, but what I make is I get old... I don't know, wooden crates.
Yeah.
Right? And then I paint them. So I put passengers.
You're making buses. You're making cardboard buses. That's what you do to enjoy yourself.
I paint the passengers enjoying themselves.
Okay, great.
On the wonderful bus.
Great.
Do you know that conversation all come about a legislation, which was like 15A, and that's all he knew? And he was asking about 15B or 10B, and he didn't know anything about 10B, so he started talking about the model car that he makes to try and defer from the question.
I'm glad you're
right. The guy kept coming back, and he had no idea what it was.
Clearly across it.
Wow.
Is that right? That's right.
Well, yeah, I'm sure that's absolutely nailed
I'm
it.
I'm impressed that Fev knows that.
Now, just last month.
You just told me you're not interested in England. You know a lot.
What does Boris do to relax? I mean, you know, it's nice to know.
I reckon he paints buses. People on buses enjoying themselves.
Here he goes.
He mentions bananas. It is absurd, though, that we are told that you cannot sell bananas in bunches of more than two or three bananas. You cannot sell bananas with abnormal curvature of the fingers. Why should they tell us how powerful our vacuum cleaners should be? Yeah. Why should they tell us how powerful our hairdryers should be?
You know,
this is not a matter for an international, supranational body to dictate.
That may have been his explanation to explain Brexit.
Do you know what
bananas.
I think he's pretty good at?
Banana.
I reckon he's pretty good at talking about absolutely nothing that he knows nothing about, but makes it sound like he does know something about it. And then at the end of it, people go, I'm so bored. I think you're right.
I'm so confused. I don't even know what bits I played. That's how confusing Boris Johnson
got you.
Is. Thank you. Wow. 101.9
The Fox. The Fox.
Now, guys, I've got three daughters.
Oh, no.
I've got four daughters now. And I have Evie Jones. I have three of them tattooed on my stomach. I have Mia on the right-hand side, Lenny on the left-hand side, and Lulu underneath. Mm-hmm. Both of them. I didn't think I was having any more kids. Surprise baby comes. Oh, there we go. 9 years later, I'm pregnant.
Show me your tattoos on your tummy.
Yeah, well, yeah, there they are.
Put your phone down.
They're the tattoos. The obvious choice.
Evie was filming as he lifted his shirt there. Okay.
The obvious choice would be put Toby. And I went outside the box with all their names because I had to get them tattooed. That's why they're all short. So Toby was just a couple of letters. So the obvious choice would be above all the other ones, just underneath my boobies.
Yes.
But it's very fat there.
It's
and
not.
I think that it'd get covered over when I sit.
Right. So just to be clear, if you don't mind, sorry to put you on the spot, can you explain exactly where the names are, Evie, as you look at a shirtless Fev?
If you're looking at the torso, Mia, to me, is on the left in the middle.
Yes.
Lenny is on the right in the middle. And Lulu is in the actual middle, but a little bit lower between Mia and Lenny.
Yeah, and as the kids say, geez, my name's got bigger on your stomach, Dad. Because when you get older, they get bigger. That's what I used to tell the kids, because I've got fat. But I need to put Toby somewhere in my body, and because she's a favourite kid, she can't be put with the other ones. Maybe Melbourne can help me put where it is. I'm going to get a tattoo. I'll get it today.
Today.
Yeah, okay. I'll get a tattoo. Life-changing decision.
So whatever we decide in the next 5 minutes, you've got for the rest of your life.
Well, now you say it like that.
Sure, all right.
Okay, let's do it.
So 13, don't, 10, by 60. The way, don't call for the secret sound because that's not what we're doing right now. Help Fev out. We're going to make a call in the next 5 minutes and he's going to get it done 100%.
Yeah.
Any thoughts, Evie, on what he can do?
I think just like a massive Toby across your throat.
Dustin Martin style.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Neck tat?
Or maybe like a bra boy.
But if I get a neck tat, Alex will want me to reverse a snip.
Okay. 13, 10, 60. Give us a call if you want to help Fev out. This is an actual decision. He is going to do this. 13, 10, 60 is the number. Where should he put his Toby tat?
101.9. The Fox. The Fox.
13, 10, 60 is our number. Fev, this is a massive, massive decision that you're going to make. Today, this is a permanent decision.
Yeah, and after seeing some of what the calls have said, I'm kind of regretting it. But I have three tattoos of my other daughters on my stomach, and I need to get a new tattoo because Toby's 8 months now, which has gone really quick. So she's starting to be able she's starting to talk. And
why don't you let Toby do it?
That's genius.
Yeah, it could just be a scribble.
Oh, okay. We'll do that.
We'll put it down on the list.
We'll give my 8-month-old a tattoo gun and
just see what happens.
Yeah. But I need a tattoo. I'll get one today. So I thought, why not Melbourne help me? Kazza from Lang Lang, what do you think? Where should I get the tattoo of Toby?
Morning, and I believe you should get it between the two top girls' names, maybe just above. And get them to do an infinity vine to join all four girls together.
Well, I like that idea.
That's beautiful.
But then there's extra. Yeah. The vine's going to be an extra tattoo-ish, and they really hurt.
More pain.
They do not.
Oh, they do so.
Karen knows how many you got.
Get over it.
There we go. Eat some concrete.
I've got 9 tats, so I'm not scared, but they just hurt.
By the way, if you want to play along, and it's safe to check your phone. On our Insta story, I'm pretty sure we've got Fev's stomach there on our Insta story.
Lucky we have, hey.
And you can see exactly where the tattoos are now, so you know exactly what we're talking about. But that would be a nice link there.
Yeah.
It's nice.
And tattoos do hurt, because I've got 9 of them, and I know they hurt. Daryl from Taylor's Lakes, good morning.
Hey, guys. I got 4 girls as well. One's a baby. My arms are spread out, so I've got 2 under the biceps, under the arms.
Yep.
One on the left side of the chest, over the heart, I guess you could say. I'm going to get it on the rib cage.
Have you already got them all now?
The fourth one's still a baby. I haven't got that one, and I've been putting it off because, like you said,
they do hurt. The problem is, that the 3 of them are all together.
Yeah.
So if I do put Toby somewhere else, like on my heart.
Well, that's favouritism,
isn't it?
That's not
going to go down
well.
That's
where you're supposed to put Alex, is on your heart.
No, Alex is on my arm and on my ring finger.
But if anyone's going
She
on your
doubled
heart.
Up. It when we split Alex. Up, I just said like strength or something. Made it up. Oh, it says courage. No.
Oh, that's a kanji symbol, isn't it?
And
you've just changed
I reckon Daryl should go and get his tattoo done today with you.
That's a great idea. Hold the line, Daryl.
Taylor's Lakes. Karen. Is that is that right from Blackburn South?
That's Karen.
Karen.
Hi, Bev.
Yes.
You need to put it on your forehead so you don't forget it next time you book a plane ticket.
Well, I can't see my forehead.
We've got another call here quickly. We'll take this one.
Dan from Williamstown.
This is not to do with the secret sound, but it was an important call that we take. Hi, Dan.
Hi, Dan.
How's it going?
Good.
Good.
Where should I get the tattoo?
I was thinking you could get, like, a bumblebee on your toe, like your toe bee.
A bee on my toe, so toe B.
And you do love bees.
I do love bees. They're going extinct, the bees.
Yeah, exactly.
So toe B, get it? I mean, I guess it's like a prank.
You did say you were doing this today, so I mean, we pretty much have to lock in a decision now. I mean, you heard all the other ones.
But you could just do a B, the letter B, on your toe.
No, I reckon a bumblebee.
Bumblebee would be good, though.
I like the bee, but does that mean I have to get coloured?
Well, it'd be up to you, yes. But it's a B on your toe for toe B.
Toe B. All right, we're going to...
Yes, he's going to do it! Danny's going to do it!
On my foot.
Awesome. Good on you, mate.
Well done. Thanks for that, Dan.
What a genius.
Toe
All right.
B.
While we're at it, let's play you Fox FM's $100,000 secret sound. You've got a busy day today, Fev. Wow. All right, off to get his toe B... Tat.
101.9 The Fox.
The Fox. Remove the Barrier is his foundation campaign to reduce unemployment among people with disabilities. He is a wheelchair tennis champion. He's just won Wimbledon, thank you very much. He's won the Aussie Open. He's
this year, gold
medalist. I mean, it's just, we'd be here all morning.
Singles, doubles, singles, quad doubles, doubles, singles, Logie, bloody everywhere.
Dylan Alcott.
G'day, everyone. Great to be here. How are you?
Grammar's own. Have a look at him. Little private school boy going well, kicking
Mate,
goals.
You are the king of Bayside these days.
that's true.
Now, mate, you have been flying and you have been over in Wimbledon. You've done an amazing... but I reckon you've kicked so many goals in your life, but I reckon there's still a lot to be achieved, and I think some of your best work is just about to be begun with what you're doing now.
Yeah, so we've started this campaign called Remove the Barrier. So, you know, there are a lot of barriers every single day for people with disability. Some of them are physical, but a lot of them you actually can't see. Things like discrimination, unconscious bias. We like to call them the invisible barriers. And, for a lot of people with disabilities, these are hard to overcome. And, you know, there's 4.5 million people like me with a disability in Australia, and only 54% can find a job, which sucks. Mm-hmm. So we're trying to help, you know, shine a light on how great employers with disabilities can be to hopefully increase that so they can live the lives that they want to live. And, yeah, it's going really well.
Mate, amazing. It's incredible.
Yeah. Now, what? So, if I was an employer, Dill, give me some resources. Do we just follow you on all your socials? Or how can we go about sort of informing ourselves and getting around it properly?
Yeah. Well, there's a few things that we're telling. We're talking about how great employers with disabilities are. They've got higher productivity rates than able-bodied people. They take 8 less sick days than able-bodied people, and they're retained in a job a whole extra year. So in other words, I'm coming for your job, you three.
Don't worry. When I saw Dill out the front earlier this year when he was just signing Weekend Breakfast, he goes to me, I go, what are you doing? He goes, Weekend Breakfast. He goes, coming for your job, bro. He goes, I'm going to make it national. And I went,
Exactly. Well, he wins everything else. He may as well take our job.
Yeah.
Hey, so, Dylan. I've just moved to Melbourne, but I've been living in Sydney for the last 8 years with a man with a disability. And everything you just said then, it's so true. I mean, I know so many of his friends who have a disability as well, and they are the hardest. Like, they never have a sick day. They work not harder, but they're amazing. And it's quite incredible how much bias there is against just...
This is Tom.
Tom. I lived with a guy called Tom.
Exactly right. And we're asking people like that, Eve, just to share those stories, you know, using the hashtag Remove the Barrier. If you know someone with a disability killing it, put it on social media, or you can head to our website, removethebarrier.com, and actually act on it. We've got some tips on there and things like that are the best way to start employing people with disabilities.
I think I love this quote. People with disabilities are fully capable of doing an office job, a supermarket or retail job. Just give us a go. Let us have a crack and we'll see what we're capable of.
Yep, exactly right.
Well done.
We're super excited about it. And the pickup from everyone online has been absolutely incredible.
Good.
And, you know, I actually had a job at the start of the year, got sacked from it. But
so did I. Hey, we're all capable, don't worry.
Yeah, we're okay.
That was the only reason we were watching, big dog.
It's a footy show reunion here.
Mate, we'd sit there. There was a comedian on it and another person. And then there was us two. And then we'd be doing little gags to each other that no one thought was funny, but we'd knuckle each other. And we'll text it. It was so funny. And then we'll be texting each other throughout. We're sitting next to each other, but texting each other throughout the show, going, "Oh, how good was that gag?"
We thought we were great.
And then we got sacked, and we thought, "Oh, we mustn't have been that good."
17-9 on the Fox, and of course, listen to Dill on this very radio station, Weekend Breakfast on Saturday and Sunday mornings.
101.9 The Fox.
Now, guys, one of our favourite shows, or one of my favourite shows, Australian Survivor, started last night. Dun, 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 dun.
Oh, I haven't watched it yet because I'm watching it today.
Oh, really?
Yeah, on catch up. But I love Survivor.
You love Survivor. It's all about a game. It's a game of lying, cheating, backstabbing. Yes. But there is challenges. And what they do now is not just, they just not normal people go in. It's called as champions.
Yeah, champions.
And a contenders.
Contenders.
So the champions have got some great sporting people and some great actors.
You
They've
would
got
be
a memory
champion.
Champion.
Yeah, I'd be I in the would champions. Be a contender.
Well, I don't think you will because there's some TV people. You've won a Logie, so you'll be in the champions.
So a champion's effectively celebrities.
So I've got there's an international model, there's AFL premiership winner, Abby Holmes, who played in the AFLW, there's an actress, Pia, who played Looking for Ella Brandy, Simon Black, AFL superstar who I played football with. There's two people I played football with. I'll get to the other person.
Well, they're all celebrities.
They're all celebrities. A big wave surfer, NRL legend, Andrew Eddinghausen, Janine Ellis, CEO of Boost Juice.
Don't mention
you could have been in the champions if you had gone into Boost Juice.
I had an offer to invest in Boost Juice in the very early days. I've regretted it ever since that I passed.
So there's a contender. They're the champions. People who have succeeded at the sport or in life.
Can I just? I would not be a champion. I haven't succeeded at any sport.
It's not
anything.
About sport.
I'm not good
Mate,
at
there's
anything.
A memory champion. You're good at watching TV. Champion.
There you go.
Oh, true.
You want a Logie. Okay, so the contenders consist of people like a VIP gaming manager, digital maker, an ice cream maker, travel agent, educator, science student, blah, blah, blah.
Are they the contenders?
They're the contenders.
The normal.
Just your normal off-the-street person that loves Survivor.
Yep.
Now, watching the show, I saw this big, lanky giraffe in the background. Beautiful man. And I thought, oh, that looks like Sean Hampson. I played football with Sean Hampson. Little Daniel Rioli was on the couch. He plays football with. He played in the 2017 Premiership year. He was at Richmond. He played 98 games from Carlton to Richmond. He played football for 12 years. He's a contender.
He's a contender.
What, he's gone in as a Joe
he's
Blow?
Just, he's applied
what?
And gone in.
He's. Do they not know who he is?
I don't know, but he said in the TV week, I was really uncomfortable, he reveals, a lot of the time in the system I was only played 98 games, blah, 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 I didn't reach 100.
Only?
Sean feels much more home as a contender. No, Sean, you're in the champions. You weren't a champion, but...
Well, he was pretty useful.
But you played. You're taking someone else's spot as a contender. Like,
yeah.
That someone else could have come in. You just don't be in it. But... You play football for Richmond. You play football for Carlton.
Yeah.
You're married to Megan Gale. You're
what?
A champion. She's a supermodel.
That's what he's a champion for.
Wow.
Anyway,
and
there's
he's
my
in the contenders?
Yeah, it's stupid.
Well,
that
if he wins.
Silly.
I mean, it seems an unfair advantage almost.
Yeah, well, don't talk about it. Steve Bradbury's in it.
Maybe we could change him to a contendampion.
Anyway, Survivor on Channel 10, 7:30,
good.
Weekdays.
Fev, have fun at about... 20 past eight this morning, with the help of some really creative phone calls that came through, you have locked in a tattoo to celebrate your beautiful daughter, Toby. What tattoo are you getting done today?
Well, I had a great call. I think it was Dan from Williamstown. There was a couple of great callers. There was a sort of a vine, which was nice, but then that's more tattoos. I don't like needles. They said, get a B on my toe because it's Toby.
Not bad.
I don't mind it.
So you're like actually going to get that done today?
Yeah, it's not a name, but it's pretty funny.
Toby.
People go, what's that B on you? My daughter's name's Toby, get it?
All right. Well,
and people will be like, oh, you wank.
The unveiling. The unveiling of that will be on tomorrow's show.
Yeah,
can't
I'm just
wait.
Trying to find a tattooist. We just text Jakey King. Has he got back to you?
Yeah, yeah. No, in South Melbourne there. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Because it's just down the road.
A bit early for Kingy, but he will get back to us shortly.
You're living in a resort every day and head to mandaleyliving.com.au. Just 40 minutes from Melbourne.